Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Jonathan Manor is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 25th chapter. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the doors were shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The five foolish virgins. They're like the people you see walking down the side of the road with that little red gas can, because they have no fuel. They can't go any further on their way. They can't go where they want to go. They failed to prepare. The five wise virgins, never knowing what might be ahead, they make sure to stop when it gets down to about a quarter tank or so, right? They were fully prepared. Their fuel was full. They were ready to go where the bridegroom was going. They knew they needed to always be ready, for the hour of the bridegroom's coming was not known. Only that they knew he would be coming. That was certainly true. Filled and ready, they were able to light up the darkness when he did come in the middle of the night. They were prepared to welcome and honor the bridegroom. And so they were welcomed into the wedding hall for the marriage feast. The five foolish virgins, by the time they got ready, were left standing outside the locked door. As we live each day in the Lord, we know not when Christ, the bridegroom, will come to claim his bride, the church. We know neither the day when Christ will come again for judgment day, nor the hour when our life on earth will end. We know not the day when the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. We don't know the day of the Lord's return, but we certainly won't miss it. Scripture is clear on that. But we also don't know the hour when our life on earth will end, either by natural death or a tragic accident or a sudden illness. Each day as children of God, we wait. Each day as ones who have been redeemed by Christ the crucified, we remain ready. Each day as spirit-filled believers, we stay prepared. But we know what a challenge that can be. Amidst the chaos of our calendars and the wrestling in our relationships and the struggles with our own sin, what a challenge it can be to keep our eyes focused on the author and perfecter of our faith. What a challenge it can be to avoid waking up and finding our faith life drained and finding us unprepared. The Lord knew that struggle for his people long ago, so he provided help for them and for us also. Our Heavenly Father gave us a gauge, a reminder, to avoid being on the verge of not being ready. When our tanks were running low, when our flasks of faith, if you will, need to be filled. 6 days of work. After that, it's time to make a pit stop, time to have our tank filled up. Exodus chapter 20 Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. A day of rest, to be sure you're ready. A day that we remember the words of Romans 10. How then will they call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Like the 10 virgins in waiting, your flasks need to be filled with fuel, your lamp with the oil of the Holy Spirit. That is the word of God, the remembrance of your baptism, the body and blood of Christ, filled so you are ready for the coming of the Lord. And so you gather here today, and each Lord's Day in your own congregation, to be filled again. As we read in Hebrews 10, therefore, beloved, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. As we wait for the day, we live in these latter days, as Scripture calls the days after Christ's resurrection and ascension and before his return in glory. We live in days filled with all sorts of tribulation and terror and violence. In these days, which one of you knows your last day? Which one of you knows the date of the last day when our Lord will come again in glory and judgment to put an end to all the tribulation and terror and violence, to put an end to all the chaos and wrestling and struggle, to put an end to all of that and begin eternity in the new heaven and new earth? Certainly none of us knows those dates. But as blood-bought, baptized, forgiven children of God, we need not fear that day. Right now, your lamps, no matter whether they're somewhat full or they're flickering and running on fumes, right now, they are being filled. God is here and now pouring the oil of the Spirit, that is the word of Christ and the forgiveness of sins, pouring it into the lamps of your lives today and every day. Every time you read and hear that living and active word of Christ. So when the Lord returns in glory, you won't be trying to get ready. You'll be prepared and waiting and ready to welcome and honor the bridegroom at his coming. And on that day, he will bring you into the marriage feast of the Lamb that has no end. To him be the blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Amen. Peace that passes all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.